It was great. We came from different parts of the country and different backgrounds. But yet, I think when we came to the Steel organization, we were a family. And I think Coach Snow, the Rooney family, had a lot to do with that, making us feel like a family. Coach Snow had a unique ability to really push our buttons and knew how we functioned and could really challenge us to get the best out of us. Well, when you're going through it, you don't really realize it, but now I've been out and I look back at it, and then I hear about the statistics of if you get the Super Bowl and if you don't win it, you know, it's hard to get back the next year. It was awesome that what we accomplished, and we all did it together as a team. When I got here, we didn't have what they call player development when I was with the Carolina Panthers, and I was the director of player development. We didn't have that program. So the veterans of the Steelers team and the organization, they took you on their wing and they taught you the nuances of the National Football League and where to go, what to do, and how to act. There was a veteran player that always took you on your wing and talked to you and shared with you. I remember a big tall guy, about 6'4", named Mel Blount, came and looked at me and said, "Well, hey, rookie, come here. We're going to dinner tonight." I thought about it and I said, "Well, first of all, I was asking myself, are you buying?" He said, "Yes." So I said, "We're going." But he encouraged me that I was doing a great job on a special team and I was just as much a part of this team as anybody else that had been a starter. And we were trying to, our ultimate goal was to win the Super Bowl, and I had a part to play in that, and I was doing a great job. And that's really all I wanted. I wanted someone to encourage me, but he was that person that encouraged me. Just to have the opportunity to come up and like I did as an undrafted free agent, and for them to give me an opportunity and give me a chance, I thought that was special, and that's all I was looking for. But one thing I liked about Coach Noel, he didn't care. He didn't care what round you went in. He didn't care whether you was first round or the last round or free agent. You know, are you self-motivated? Can you help the team win? And are you a good team member? So it was intimidating. Pittsburgh is my favorite team. I always saw Joe Green and all those other guys, Terry Bradshaw and Mel. And now I'm able to get on the field and practice with them. And I was kind of in awe. But yet, when it came down to it, football is football. Wherever you go, whether it's little league, high school, college, or even the pro. You know, once a Steeler, you're always a Steeler. I remember looking at the highlight film, and this commentator was talking about the Steelers in the season that we had when we came from the Super Bowl. He said there was 31 teams in the National Football League, and then there's the Pittsburgh Steelers. So I remember that. So that kind of set us apart from other teams in the National Football League. I think not only athletically, but community-wise and giving back and helping other people, I think that kind of set us apart.